We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
8:30 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A former Manhattan city attorney has been sentenced to 17 and a half years in prison on child pornography charges. The U.S. Attorney's Office announced that 55-year-old Bill Raymond of Andover was sentenced in federal court in Wichita. Raymond pleaded guilty in August to three counts of transporting child pornography and one count of possessing child pornography. Prosecutors say Raymond committed the crimes in Butler and Riley counties. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. Unfortunately, we're going to see an end to the mild weather pattern we've been in for quite some time as a blast of Arctic air makes its way into south-central Kansas. Temperatures will be in the low 50s by late morning, but then strong northwest winds will usher in that cold air this afternoon. Our low tonight, 26. Tomorrow's high, 37. And then Saturday night, a system moves by, but any snow chances would likely stay to our north. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog and mist and 43 degrees, got a south wind at 7 miles per hour. Fire crews responded Wednesday to a two-alarm apartment fire near downtown Wichita.
The fire was in the Shirtmere apartment building in the 200 block of North Topeka. When fire crews arrived, there was smoke coming from the roof of the building. The fire was in the penthouse area of the apartment building, which was currently being used for storage. None of the residents inside of the building were hurt, but a Wichita firefighter did sustain some injuries while responding to the fire. The fire was contained within approximately 30 minutes. The cause of the fire is not yet known. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
Kansas Governor Sam Brownback argues as he prepares to leave office that his experiment in aggressive tax cutting pioneered a national debate over helping small business owners. He said during a year-end interview with the Associated Press that what Kansas did on taxes influenced Congress and other states, even if his home state lawmakers rolled back the cuts. Brownback is awaiting U.S. Senate confirmation as ambassador-at-large for international religious freedom. Tensions on the border between North Korea and South Korea after a soldier defected.
President Trump issuing a stark warning to nations that vote to condemn his decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, threatening to cut off their financial aid. Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis tells Fox News he supports that plan.
We've seen enough of it. I'm glad the president's saying enough with this.
The resolution does have support even among some of America's strongest allies, as Palestinian leaders like their envoy to the UN, Riyad Mansour, hope to send a strong message to the Trump administration.
They decided to be more Israelis than the Israelis themselves.
The U.S. vetoed a similar measure offered by ally Egypt at the Security Council earlier this week. Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
The United Nations General Assembly is meeting today in a rare session expected to vote to condemn President Trump's decision to move the U.S. Embassy in Israel to Jerusalem.
President Trump issuing a stark warning to nations that vote to condemn his decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital, threatening to cut off their financial aid. Republican Congressman Ron DeSantis tells Fox News he supports that plan.
We've seen enough of it. I'm glad the president's saying enough with this.
The resolution does have support even among some of America's strongest allies, as Palestinian leaders like their envoy to the UN, Riyad Mansour, hope to send a strong message to the Trump administration.
They decided to be more Israelis than the Israelis themselves.
The U.S. vetoed a similar measure offered by ally Egypt at the Security Council earlier this week. Sean Lanchel, Fox News.
8:34 now, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS. Time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Talking about words this morning, Ted, right?
Yeah, the most common passwords of
passwords,
the year.
Yeah.
That may seem a bit silly, but if you're using one of them, you might have to change it immediately. Let's look at some of the, well, not-so-secret secret codes.
Hacker attacks have been blamed for cybersecurity meltdowns, ranging from the ID theft breach at Equifax to the leaking of unaired movies and shows. And yet, when it comes to password security, some people still using easy-to-guess words, like in the 1987 sci-fi spoof Spaceballs.
What's the combination? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One, two, three, four, five.
Yes.
That's amazing. I've got the same combination on my luggage.
Now, 30 years later, 123456 tops the list of worst passwords, according to security company Splash Data, which bases its list on millions of leaked passwords. Another variation, 123456789, also popular, the password, password. Star Wars is number 16, and Game of Thrones fans, Dragon is 18. Experts suggest instead of using super complex passwords, use a phrase, then tweak it with numbers and symbols, or use a two-factor authentication. With Fox on Tech, I'm Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Got all that, Steve?
Yeah.
You're still laughing notes about Mel Brooks and his luggage combination.
Mel Brooks. I love Mel Brooks.
Hey, let's take a look at what's going on the small screen.
I'm Michelle Foligno. Kat Sadler is leaving E! After 12 years, after finding out that her co-host, Jason Kennedy, is being paid nearly double her salary. Sadler explained on her blog that they were hired around the same time and the single mom doubled her workload in the past year, taking on hosting duties of the Daily Pop. Khloe Kardashian announced via Instagram that she is pregnant. News of the Keeping Up with the Kardashian star's pregnancy broke in September. However, she has kept a low profile until now. And a possible early Christmas gift for fans of The Office. The Hollywood Reporter is stating that sources confirm that NBC is eyeing a potential revival of the comedy about the paper supply company Dunder Mifflin. The search now underway for a new regional manager to replace Steve Carell's Michael Scott. That's Fox 2 on Fox News.
The Office.
A lot of The Office, it was just spot on.
Dang funny show.
The way they treated the manager.
I found a new fan of The Office, somebody who's never worked a day in his life in a professional setting.
Really?
My nephew, Logan. He's a freshman in high school.
How does he get that?
He loves The Office. Thinks it's one of the funniest things he's ever seen.
Some of the funniest stuff is the stuff that's so close to real that it's a...
I know, but yet
and he's not,
this
okay.
Teenage kid...
He loves it.
Has latched onto it and thinks it's hilarious, which that's pretty
fine.
Good. Good
yeah.
For Logan. It's not so much a stocking stuffer, more like a paperweight. Let's look more into a new book about Broadway and the talented man who wrote it.
I'm Jay Metzler. Forget that 60s TV show. Seth Rudetsky is Mr. Broadway, a composer, accompanist, actor, with not one but two radio shows and a weekly Playbill column. Safe to say he knows just about everybody and everything. Do tell, he does in another new book.
Seth's Broadway Diary, it's volume 3. People tell me stories about their best auditions, their worst auditions, the time they fell off the stage.
His hit musical Disaster now performed all over the country. He'll be heading with it to London soon. Rudetsky, also known for corralling his famous friends for fundraisers. That song's still raising money for the Orlando massacre victims. That's Fox on Stage.
Let's take a sit-down with Steven Spielberg. Look at his newest film, The Post.
Director Steven Spielberg has an award season contender with The Post, the story of the 1971 Pentagon Papers. Starring Meryl Streep and Tom Hanks, has already been nominated for 6 Golden Globes. When Spielberg took on the project, he was already working on Ready Player One, a highly anticipated sci-fi special effects production. I asked which of his past movies he's most amazed he was able to do.
I think maybe Close Encounters of a Third Kind, when I now look back to see what digital, cinematography can do, which it could do anything. Our imaginations have been freed because digital can basically create anything. When I made Close Encounters, not everything could be done then. It was all done more through the analog arts. When I look back at that movie and I realize that Doug Trumbull and his whole team and the special effects he created for that film, and not just my own film, but a film like 2001, A Space Odyssey, they're still, that 2001 is still a pretty impressive picture back in the old days. It still works pretty well.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Yeah, I couldn't even see the wires holding the spaceships up there.
Exactly.
And Close Encounters.
Let's take a look at some of the late night funny last night. Let's check in late night with Seth Meyers on NBC.
A couple in Tennessee recently gave birth to a baby from an embryo that was frozen 24 years ago, which explains why its first word was, "Wazza!"
And he enjoyed it. How about the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon on NBC?
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said that the tax plan is an all-out looting of America and a wholesale robbery of the middle class, which incidentally is also the slogan for Whole Foods.
Really?
Yeah.
I enjoyed that one. Oh, let's see. We have a good birthday today out in Hollywood, a big time. Jane Fonda. Jane Fonda is 80 years old today.
Wow.
I know.
Really? I didn't think she was that old.
I would not have guessed that either.
Yike.
Jane Fonda is 80 today.
Mm, all right.
And let's take a look at the... Oh, we
have all of our Vietnam vets out there.
I know, yeah.
Drive off the road now, but that's all right.
We do have a movie anniversary today. 10 years ago today, the musical Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, came out.
Speak to me,
Johnny Depp.
Whisper. I'll listen.
Sweeney Todd reunited with his barber razors after years in prison.
You've been lost.
It's just creepy.
It is creepy. It's a creepy show, but it's interesting. Johnny Depp, Helena Bonham Carter, the great villain Alan Rickman was the villain in that. Yeah. Yeah, so you got some good stuff. I enjoyed it. I thought it was really well done. The Demon Barber of Fleet Street, Sweeney Todd.
Sweeney Todd.
That movie came out 10 years ago on this day. I got one for you here, so you're going to enjoy this one. How about a little action for last night from Ozzy and Jack's World Detour? Ozzy and Jack Osbourne, as they have a discussion about Mars.
So listen, I love the fact that their whole goal is to promote the idea that we are going to be going to Mars soon, and it helps get people excited and feel like they're involved in the process. I like that. Like, these are people, they don't have to do.
2 weeks. If they're there for 9 months, and they're all beards, and the women have cobwebs on their eyes, and soiled knickers on, and all that.
You guys are an idiot.
How do they know what to bleep out?
They bleep the
whole
thing.
I guess they just figure there's got to be at least two swear words in there. Might as well just put a couple bleeps.
Incoherent. You can tell he's been doing drugs for 50 years. He's gone. And hey, let's put him on TV and pay him a lot of money.
Oh, sure. There you go.
It's a human joke.
A little action from Ozzy and Jack's World Detour last night. All right, let's finish up with one more joke. How about let's check in with Jimmy Fallon again.
There's now a NORAD Santa Tracker app, so you can watch Santa travel all over the world on your phone. Sounds like a great idea until Mrs. Claus sees Santa's been at the same house for over an hour. It's like, we were just talking.
All right, entertainment news in the blur. Brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Talk about a place I'd like to spend about an hour.
You bet.
Oh, my gosh. Damn. Such tasty pizza. Right there, 208 South Baltimore, down on K-15. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and there's a picture of Steve and Ted right up there on the wall
by
the front counter. Go pay homage and have yourself a great pizza. At Pizza John's in Derby.
42 now. Keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal update. Wichita City Council approves tax abatement extensions for three companies. We'll tell you who coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.